happened to see this story, and I was fascinated by it because it's the continuation of in the search of the new frontiers of what space might unveil. Scientists apparently are designing a radio message to be beamed into deep space. It's meant to be received and hoped to be understood by an intelligent alien civilization.
I don't think that's the first time this has been done, is it?
It is not.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I've heard of something like this before.
In fact, this message is said to be an updated version of a message that was transmitted back in 1974 that had the same purpose, the search for intelligent alien civilization. Let the jokes begin. Why are we searching so deep in space for intelligent civilization? Because we can't find it here.
Oh, yeah. And we haven't gotten an answer back yet from 74, have we?
No, not that we know of.
Okay.
That message was transmitted in binary code. Scientists have designed the new message to improve upon it. It's called the Beacon in the Galaxy message, the BITG, containing more information about basic mathematics and science, hoping that these concepts will be universally understood by life forms of at least similar intelligence to humans. A lot of scientists are on board. Although it says here that some aren't, and I was fascinated by this. Late physics professor Stephen Hawking had expressed numerous times, it says here in his life, concern about calling out into the vastness of space. He was concerned that if we use humanity's own behavior as a sign, it's possible aliens might not be as friendly as we want them to be.
Could be. Could be, yeah.
Very intelligent, Mr. Hawking. He says that aliens could be vastly more powerful than us. They may not see us as less than any more valuable than we see bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that's the chance we take now, isn't it?
It is. It's a gamble. But, I mean, there's just that curiosity out there. We always wonder.
I'm a firm believer that there is no doubt intelligent life forms. In fact, I am quite certain of this. If for no other reason, you mentioned, you know, we have not received any contact back.
Mm-hmm.
That shows me the intelligence right now. My guess is intelligent beings out there did receive transmissions for us, and you know what they said?
Yeah. Oh, we don't have anything to do with
don't
those.
Don't answer that. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Let the
junk
message
call.
Go.
But, yeah, as vast as the universe is, we don't even understand, you know, time and space and everything as a construct of human beings. I mean, I don't think we even grasp the immenseness of it all.
And probably aren't meant to.
That may be.
Well, we'll find out. It doesn't say when this is going to be sent, by the way, but stay tuned.